Was that basketball?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, that's it. Okay, okay.
Man, I ain't heard Wayne's World in so long.
To the motherfucking W. You're in the same ball to the motherfucking M.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we live in effect.
Oh, we're live. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a challenging aspect. Not only are we sitting here with four extra people. Have we done that before?
Yeah, we have, but it's been a while. It's
been a while. This is going to be fun. We're going to go deep.
It's going to be chaos.
It's going to be chaos.
It's going to be live.
It's going to be a fucking train wreck. That's what's going to
happen. The microphone's right there, buddy.
Good one. Yeah, but I just want to look into the mic and be pretty.
Right there.
Come on now, this is me.
That's the camera, guys. That's the camera. This is the mic.
Yeah. So I gotta adjust.
Just
act I see like a train
just,
wreck
just, I gotta yeah. Vogue.
Just act like that's not even there. It's better to just like just forget about it. That's partly why I'm wearing sunglasses. So. I always wear sunglasses.
Gotcha,
you know the viewers would like to see them beautiful blue eyes that you have sometimes.
Yeah,
too.
Me too, bro. Come on now. Oh there shit, it is.
Look
yeah.
out. Beautiful. Ginger snap.
Straight up. I will say that's one. That's like the good thing that Lydia, baby girl, got from me. She's got me eyes.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Other than that, that's all y'all got. That's all y'all get. Right? that's all you get for free. Subscribe to our OnlyFans. So.
hey, times are getting tough. That might be it's, an option down the road.
We've been talking about OnlyFans for years, and I think we're finally gonna fucking do it.
Dude.
But you know how a lot of people have OnlyFans, but they do just like partial nudity.
Whoa. Are you going to do dual OnlyFans together?
Yeah, definitely.
That, I am subscribing.
I didn't sign up for that already. Boy, I thought so I would do my own footage, not footage with you.
Freaky.
Coming from the midnight monster over here. I still always say that you could be like a sex line or a late night DJ with you know Fuzzy B got the votes.
Wow. How y'all doing tonight? It's Fuzzy B on the airwaves and we're gonna talk about some cool shit.
I like it. As y'all always know, we have the Gator here with us.
What it do, Gators?
Kobai's back in the country. I've been gone a while. I'm back in the country. What's happening? Tell your mama I said hello. Today we are joined with two of my very old friends. I'm glad to see you. I didn't know you were coming. Knew you were coming. It's great to see y'all. It's fantastic. And we have two new friends here with us today. We're going to talk about y'all's music. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Ben.
I'm Ben Ardwine. I play bass for a band called Train Wreck Method. And we've been together for about a year or so. And things are coming along quite nicely, man. That's what we're here to talk about.
Hell yeah.
I'm Gustavo, and I strum the sixth string, baby.
That's right.
Right, and I'm Copperhead, and I play them drums, yo, play them drums.
He tries to anyway.
Gotta have a beat, right?
That's right, man.
I'm Aaron Seema. I am the Screaming Demon. I'm the vocalist for Trainwreck Method, and Copper does play drums that, from what we know, he can.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, they can hang. You know what I'm saying?
No one wants to hang with you.
We're constantly having to work.
We are your only friends.
Speaking to that fucking thing.
We constantly having to work these things out. You know, like they try to keep up.
We're
gonna
work on this podcast. By the end of it,
I feel sorry for them.
All right, hell yeah.
I feel bad for Joe. He's gonna have so much random noise to filter out through each take.
Hey, he does a good job. He really does.
I bet he does.
He can doctor a whole track.
Just have to bother. One of the old buddies for a little bit of help, but it'd be
fucking
all right.
Zane,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Oh, Zane.
Shout out Zane.
Yeah, fuck you, Zane. I love you.
Zane was up there with Mitch recording for
the new Bogman
movie.
Yep.
He told me something like he's getting killed or something like that.
He's being decapitated.
Decapitated.
That word, bro. Yeah.
Mad respect on Zane.
Definitely.
He recorded our single, The Harvesting of Autumn, which is out now on every platform. The Harvesting of Autumn. So.
Is that a recent development?
Like yes,
that recording?
When,
that's our first EP.
That's our first EP.
Recorded for us. you know, we did that several months ago and stuff, and it came out excellent. He didn't actually get to do as much as he wanted to it, but, you know, time constraints were a factor, and
oh, he's good though.
Zane
definitely knows this.
We're happy. Yeah. We're happy with his work for sure. Definitely.
The motherfucker can go over the top with it because he's
and
so,
he did.
He's so like I, he's a
perfectionist.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's, oh, yeah. That's the word that I would have grown for.
Yeah, but that's the perfect quality of a producer, right?
Exactly. You like he puts everything into it, and he's so like. He wants the best, and that's what you get out of it, is like the best.
So exactly. So the time that it actually took him to get where he wanted to be was a little over, you know, but because of that very reason you just brought up.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted it to be
it's
perfect.
It's 11 hours awesome. Just for the vocals. Yeah. And within those 11 hours, I learned a great deal, because after I left his house, when we started like messing with our other songs, my timing was impeccable.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because I learned so much from that.
Market improvement after that, yeah.
I got him on that one, though. My pedal board is the sound that I love playing through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my sound. And we sat there for like 4 hours because he didn't want to plug in my pedal board. And I'm like,
I'm not
wow,
surprised.
Bro. We could have had it right from the start. Love the guy, but cool. Well, we could have had it.
He knows sound so well, and so like he's gonna achieve what's ever inside here.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I wasn't there, but we all recorded, you know, our parts
differently.
Right, yeah. Right.
But I'm
except for him because he broke his freaking ankle.
Oh my god! Well,
yeah. We could tell that story. But I read a copper tell that story.
yeah,
and it's an amazing story.
So if y'all want to hear the story,
I think they do.
I'm gonna make it short and sweet. Hey, so this person, the size who play football with
you.
The kids, and jump a fence, and like because the kids threw the football over the fence, they didn't know what to do. They're like.
Zane told me this story, by the way. before we went to 200 in New Orleans, I heard about
it.
I'm like, all right.
Oh, wait, I do remember this fucking story.
No problem. I said the fence, you know, they threw it on top of the house. It rolled all the way across the privacy fence, no problem. The kids were like, what do we do? Oh, my God. So I jumped the fence, and,
didn't make it back over.
The top of
big
the
leap.
Fence. Yeah, big leap off of the top of the fence, and,
I wish I was there so bad. I would have laughed my ass off.
Needless to say, they were just finishing the click tracks for the guitars and stuff. So it was almost my turn. And,
10 minutes away, bro. 10 minutes away from him doing his shit, and he breaks his freaking ankle.
The call I get when they told me what happened, I was like so fucking disappointed. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. We're on the right track, and you jump the fucking fence. What a fucking dumbass.
Okay. Like, slight correction on what Gus said. He didn't break his ankle. He broke his heel bone in half.
What did you land on?
Volcanoes. Cement.
broke his heel bone.
God.
How did he break your heel?
And 2 months later is playing fucking drum tracks for Trainwreck Method.
I never missed a practice.
This is true.
I never missed a practice.
Yeah, that's true. That's
never missed one practice.
All right, so let me ask you this. So, like, you know, we go back a long ways and stuff. Yeah. And, of course, you two guys... Ben and Copper go back even further than that.
Well, yeah, we were in the band together.
Yeah, how did you guys come in? Like, how did this come to be?
Me and Copper actually met from a band that we was trying to put together. It was almost like 20 years ago. It was a cover band.
Hell yeah!
And Copper got introduced to us, and I was like, I don't know this motherfucker, bro. Honey, I don't know. I don't know if he can play drums better than beating his fucking dick.
Well,
I don't know.
Where are you from?
Same place these guys are.
Sure.
Same place. I'm like, I don't know these guys. But this guy, we played Ugly Day in Mamou. And this guy showed up 2 practices in. And it was a flawless show. And I'm like, God. Really? You know, he showed himself for me. So later on through the years.
He showed you himself?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Sexy.
How dare you?
Right. He never missed a beat. He was flawless. flawless through the whole show. And I always remembered that. That always clicked in my head. And I always knew that he was right around the corner from me. And I started up a band. And he was like, well, bro, y'all come kick it at my house. I got everything set up. So I was like, all right, cool. Then all of a sudden, me and him started something on the side because my drummer at the time couldn't play what we are doing now.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't do nothing. And Copper was like, oh, I would just kill to play some double bass. I got you covered.
That's Copper's specialty. He's really good with metal drums and playing double bass like drums.
That bitch is like Gus, man, a dude. Like, I've been playing with Nameless Vision for a minute.
Right.
Was that so I've been kind of like limited to my... to what I could do.
It was a
abilities.
Rock,
you know? Yeah.
Was that the band with Brody?
Yeah.
Brody.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out Brody, dude. Love you, man.
Yes. Yes. Big shout out to Brody. But we just wanted to do something different, something right. heavier and whatnot. And we started doing these things. And then in a nutshell, like we were with Fall of the Maiar, Aaron and I, and that fell apart. Our guitar player fell apart. So trying to stay fresh.
Roy Harrington.
Roy
Harrington. He's a decent musician. It's just that we weren't really vibing.
Any relation to Dustin Harrington?
No.
He's kidding. He lives in my backyard.
Hell yeah, dude! Shout out backyards.
Yeah, that's my backyard neighbor, Dustin Harrington.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I love that motherfucker too.
Jamie, he's married to Jamie.
That's
awesome.
Well, let's stay fresh. Let's all stay fresh. And we started playing the stuff that Gus and I had written along with Aaron. And he started writing lyrics for the stuff. And then eventually, like, it just, yeah, we're a band, you know?
Aaron, where are you from? It all fell on the tracks, bro.
I'm actually from Rain, Louisiana.
Frog City, baby.
Yeah. I got married, moved to Austin outside of Scott. Then next thing you know, I moved to Ville Platte. I'm pretty much the outsider of this band. I don't know any of these fuckers until we started playing for the Maiar.
Yeah. Well, where was that band out of?
This was out of my, I like to call the Fallout Shelter.
Okay.
Because we have a Fallout Shelter. If you ever come to the house, you'll see why we call it a Fallout Shelter. But
he's from Moss Bluff.
Yeah.
Moss Bluff.
So basically how it started is how they said it, but I just got to say, the music, the lyrics I'm writing now, I could never write with any other band until I met these fuckers.
They know, you know, like, I'm a vocalist. And so, like, Louisiana, years back, had, like, a decent metal scene between the major cities and stuff. And then it kind of fell off. Because, like, back in the Safe Haven days of Alexandria and stuff, and then there was always shows, like, metal shows between Lake Charles, Lafayette, Baton Rouge... Yeah. All the way up north to Shreveport. From Thursday to fucking Tuesday. Anywhere across the state, you can go see some underground metal bands. Right. And now it's not like that anymore. I had to ask Aaron, like, where the fuck are you from? Because you just don't meet metal vocalists in Louisiana anymore.
No, you don't.
You really fucking don't. Because, like, to me, a metal vocalist in Louisiana is like a metal drummer. They're not dime a dozen, like, guitarists, right. My bad, and bass players, you know, because everybody plays strings and shit. So it's always hard to, because, like, I would love to be in a band, but it was always hard to form one because you can't find a drummer to match a sound. And then as a vocalist, you can't find people to play with to match a sound anyway.
Can I say this? Yes, he's the one who Copper is the one who actually thought of the name of the band, Trainwreck Method.
It's suiting.
We actually bought it.
You'll find out.
We actually bought it to the Method because I'm a gutter punk at heart.
I heard you play NoFX when you pulled up. Yeah,
you fucking right. Yeah. I'm a gutter punk at heart, dude. Mystic Fix all the fucking way. My first band, right, ever.
Hell yeah.
You know, and. You got Sick Serenity, Blasphemouth right here, Pixel Creek.
Same thing I just said for him.
Yeah, same thing that I just said for Copper, you know. Decorated with Bullets, you know, here.
I got to play with Decorated for a little bit.
I'm not trying to say train wrecks are beautiful, but our train wreck is beautiful because we got a beautiful collision of four different varieties of musicians coming together and forming a beautiful train wreck.
And I've always been impressed with the four-piece bands because whenever we ended Decorated, we were only a four-piece. The last band I was in, while being in Decorated, Taos was also a four-piece. So, like, whenever I see a four-piece metal band, I'm always just like, yeah, because I think back in the day with, like Revocation. Revocation was only three motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That was good.
Dude. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's just so much going on. I'm like, So, like, to me, shit, Gojira was like that, too, for the longest time, you know? And
they're a whole band.
Yeah,
Copper, what was that band out of Lafayette that was a three-piece instrumental band back in the day?
Oh, wait, you're talking about
I can't remember.
Oh, no, we opened up for them. When I was with Pixel Creed, we opened up for them.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They were insanely
talented.
Yes, yeah.
Their music was, like, when I started playing, I saw the colors and everything. It was so beautiful.
It was, like, atmospheric?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I know who you're
talking about. It started with a T, I can't
Tribal Fusion? Was it Tribal Fusion?
No, it was a one word band.
Did the bass player play with an upright bass? No.
I felt like the guitar player, he had like a longish hair or something.
It was two 7-strings and a drummer. So the bass parts were all getting played on or 8-strings maybe.
I remember is like they were like super talented, and I was like, holy shit, they cannot be from Louisiana. Fucking way.
Right.
Because when we opened up for them,
I wish I could remember
that. I was like, okay, cool, instrumental. But like, once they started playing, you were like, stop fucking watching.
Yeah. Stuck on them, yeah.
That's like, the whole thing. That's the whole thing about being a live band, you know?
Right.
About being a band, period.
It's like, creating.
You want people to show up to your show and feel encapsulated by what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, bands that can achieve that effect are going to be successful.
They have to feel like they're having a whitewashed sound.
That being said, because we have songs where this dude's going the hell off on the freaking bass.
Fuzzy.
Phenomenal.
Fuzzy's my favorite bass player.
We have
ever
songs
met, dude, ever.
Where he's getting ever lost did. On the freaking drums, but somehow finds his way back. But we wait for him.
That's like a backhanded comment.
have some where I bail your ass out too, motherfucker.
So we try to spotlight each other, you know, each other from what, because Ben is flawless on the bass, you know. He's almost flawless on the drums.
Are you playing the Corvette? You playing the 4-string?
No. Right now I'm playing a Spectre 5-string.
You still have that jazz bass?
Yeah, I got the green Fender. One? I got the green Fender.
I love that bass, man.
Jazz bass. Yeah, I have...
What about that big one?
Warwick, the B206, it's a 6-string.
That was a good... ESP.
That was an I thought it was an LTD.
It is an... That's the same thing. ESP, LTD.
Do you still have the Viper, though? The Vet?
Yeah, the Corvette.
Yeah.
I
love that one too.
The Warwick Corvette. I have to say the Spectre, I've always wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
And the tones I'm getting out of that thing, because I just upgraded my bass cab as well, my bass amp.
Dude, it is beautiful.
We got to tell them to turn down every practice. Like,
every time.
Turn down to what?
Back in the day.
It's a dark glass.
Back in the day, you had that, what was it, the Gator?
It was an Ampeg SVT4 Pro in the Gator protective casing.
Hey, that thing went through hell.
It went through a lot.
It went through like hurricane style, like hell.
And beers getting sprayed across it.
The whole
90 days.
The whole time he was like locked up. The whole time Ben was locked up and like. That whole process, like I held that motherfucker down at my house.
That thing was like forever. A staple, dude.
That's why I did.
Just put me on blast, why don't you, Copper? Just put me on blast like that. It's fine.
Yeah, bro.
When he started saying it, I was like, bro, shut the fuck up.
People go to jail. It happens.
Not to argue like that. You know, I probably made you like 10 times more popular, motherfucker. What's he talking
about?
I got that street cred.
That street cred going.
Yeah. We trust him, but do we want to trust him?
Probably not.
I love you, man. I trust you with my life.
Hey, I got a story. I remember the first time I met Ben was at the Psycho Kitchen, and he literally, I'm still not good at the bass guitar, but like Ben jumpstart. I was like, man, because I always played bass clef and band, yeah. You know, like tuba, trombone, and stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember Kobe, I was like, man, you got to come out here to the Psycho Kit. I said, the Psycho Kit? Yeah, just come on, Joe. And hopped in Sputnik at the time, I think it was.
That was my first car, my Toyota Camry, 97 Toyota Camry.
Seeing Ben out there slapping the bass, that big green bass, slapping, if I'm not mistaken.
That would have probably been the Fender.
Yeah, and just cutting up on it. I'm like, man, I want to do that one day.
I was a bass guitarist until I seen him slap the bass.
For you,
he was one of the main reasons why I quit playing the bass.
Oh yeah,
and Dylan Delafosse was the drummer for Decorated with Bullets. I used to play drums too. He was the reason I quit playing drums too, because I went watch these mofos practice, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm not playing the bass no more. I'm not playing the drums no more. This dude only been playing the drums for a year. And he's like,
ST Dill, man, he can pick up a guitar because whenever I met him, he was playing rhythm.
Yeah, he can play everything.
Anything.
Dylan can play bass, guitar, drums.
And then he went and started playing drums, and I was like, yeah, well, I'm going to just sing because that's no one can do that.
You know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, you're always looking for a vocalist, but no. There's never one around till this little short fucker comes around like her.
Yeah.
Here you go. I had the privilege of watching you begin your vocal journey.
You actually did.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out Jade Doyle because she was my main influence from Decorated with Bullets. And between her showing me, I felt like, you know what, if she could do it, I could definitely do it. But it's also like choosing to be a vocalist because it stemmed from Oakdale. Because like, we had Joe playing bass in our band. We had a couple of buddies playing guitar and stuff, and we had a drummer. And I was like, well,
like Jacob Perkins and y'all?
Chris Perkins.
I'm sorry.
Shout out Chris Perkins. He actually played drums with Decorated too for a little while. And I chose vocals because I was like, well, I'm not good at anything else, and I'm not good at this, so I fucking sucked for it. I couldn't scream correctly for 3 or 4 years?
It takes a while. I'm still trying to find myself as a backup singer.
Well,
because I gotta back up the fucking screen.
But it takes time, is what you get.
Yeah, you have to find
a redheaded motherfucker on stage right here. That motherfucker be jumping off the fucking.
You had the greatest stage presence, the greatest energy, bro.
I call the little redhead demon over there.
I miss it, and I still practice. I'm never gonna lose it because it's something you know that you can't do once you have that.
Yeah.
I don't go a day without just doing it and still holding it because I appreciate it so much. You know,
I scream along and with Aaron, the radio.
By the way,
day,
Aaron is also a great lead guy. You know, he engages the crowd really consistently.
That's good.
And
that's good.
You know, he's aware. A lot of vocalists are not aware of that aspect of performance.
I feel like a piece of shit because I didn't know. You were in a band, and I still haven't heard y'all's music yet. I feel like the biggest douchebag.
Now you're upsetting me.
Damn. You need me to pull it up?
Now you're good.
We're actually going to play one of y'all's tracks at the end of the show. Yeah. We're going to input it in. Sweet. And then, but after this, we're going to play a song so we can hear it together because I had put it off ever since I knew this was happening. Like, no, I want to listen to it with them so I can like talk more with y'all about that song.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be cool.
We can actually tell you the actual story how it came about.
Yeah,
is it gonna be Strawberries Fields Forever?
No, dude, the grass, you know how they say the grass is greener?
We talked about this.
Nah, man, nah. Life is full of sadness and disappointment. You have to make yourself happy in a situation. If you can't love yourself, you can't love nothing else. So
exactly, that's right.
Words of wisdom.
We're doing it early. Y'all want to take five real quick?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we can. One second. Make sure to check out Thurkle's podcast on all major streaming platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and we are now on Pandora and XM Radio, too. So make sure you check us out.
Hell yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Check it out.
Oh, what's the timestamp?
25.
25? Yeah. And we are back. Thank you guys for, you know, tagging along with us in the break. Again, we are here with Trainwreck Method. So, guys, so the name of the EP y'all just dropped was what?
The Harvesting of Autumn.
All right. I would like to talk about that because I just heard the story about the name Trainwreck Method, and it is and isn't appropriate for our listening viewers and stuff. But let's talk about the naming of that EP. Like, how did it come about?
So the beginning of it really wasn't called The Harvesting of Autumn. Okay. It was called, what was it?
The Asian Persuasion.
Had nothing to do with the song.
This is before lyrics were involved.
Yes. It's before I was even involved.
What is it? Politically correct?
It's something. I don't know.
Who can call it?
When Gus and I were writing this music, basically we needed to title them, you know, right. We needed to title the
so
track,
we can so, remember what we're playing.
So yeah, you know, my nephew Kawhi, my little dog.
I know.
We asked him to name the song whatever you want, any song, you know, any title, whatever you want, and he named it Asian Persuasion.
So it stuck. So like the naming of the songs, were you like writing the guitar and then just naming the song before the lyrics were put to it?
Basically, just to keep, just like he said, you know, it's
just to keep
like
up
Ball
with
of
it?
Hate. Just like Asian Persuasion, just like he said, was just written just like that.
Okay.
Ball of Hate was actually called, No Feelings, you know?
No Feelings, yeah.
And Aaron incorporated No Feelings into the song, you know?
See, I like that.
Yeah, because it was named that before there was any lyrics to it.
Right.
You know, it was just something to keep that frame of mind of what we were playing. It was like, well, we could have named the song, you know, Lick My Fucking Balls, you know?
Yeah.
In other
it
words,
was just been something that we can remember.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah, in other words, it was a placeholder.
Yeah, well, right. No, yeah. I actually resonate with that because in my last band, Cleveland would start writing a new song and he would say like, oh, this song is called this. And as a writer, I'd be like, that's fucking perfect. Because, you know, with writing, sometimes it's hard to come up with a concept for a song.
Right.
But if you already have something there, like you have like a little slight notion, like, yes. Oh, I can go off of that.
If you have a little snippet of something, it'll trigger something in my head, which
exactly,
that's where the Harvesting of Autumn came from. It wasn't that part that gave me, it wasn't a snippet. It was just the mood with the clean and to distortion gave me an idea because I'm a horror fan.
Hell yeah.
So I did. This is probably an idea I had back in like in sixth grade.
Okay.
About a seasonal killer.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so basically what the song is about, the killer comes only in autumn to, for its harvesting.
That's
right. It's a concept.
That's
so
pretty fucking cool.
With the music, it was just so beautifully constructed. I was like, okay, this is perfect.
So how many songs are on the EP?
Just that
one
so far.
No, it's just the one.
It's just the one? Okay.
It's just a single release.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
we have other songs. We just got to get off our asses and start fucking recording.
Right. No, and I... that's,
so we're playing shows and we have, you know, a full set list and everything. We
right.
We have, I think, six songs right now.
Nine.
Okay,
I'm
my bad.
So are y'all playing all nine?
We got your back, Bubba. We got your back.
Now we are.
So is it like a 30-minute set? 45
well,
minutes?
With all the BS and I do, it goes about 45,
that's good.
Almost
yeah,
an
no,
hour.
That's a good set. Yeah, that's a solid
crowd,
set.
You know,
yeah.
Between each song.
No, that's great.
Each song. Stuff.
And all nine songs are all original.
Yes.
Yeah, all
oh,
original
indeed.
Y'all song.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
So
and they are all incorporated because... I might start something with Copper. We'll introduce it to him.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. You know, it's just it's a mode. You know, that gets everything. You know, gets everything kicked. Yeah. You know, like a kickball when you're in freaking elementary school.
It flows around.
It flows around the box before it gets,
you know,
established.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an exception that we want everybody to feel. The song before we create it or finalize it, or if I could say that.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the band, right? Just a point I want to bring up. In the first, you know, month, couple months, few months of the band being together, as it is now, we had Gus with some pre-written stuff, you know. So our first few songs were, you know, things that Gus brought in. Some pre-established stuff. So after those first few songs got, you know, fleshed out and stuff, then we started actually doing completely together, yeah, like improv. Everything. You know, we'll go to Coppers or my place and play, and we'll see what sticks, you know. And that's how I'd say the latter half of the songs came about was as a group.
That's good.
So the first half of our material was, you know, just kind of
filling it out.
Yeah,
So we
progressed as a band through those first several months, you know, the first like extremely 3 or 4 months, and it was rough. It was a rough draft at first, you know.
Guys would hear like I have some of the original recordings versus like what Gus and I were doing back then versus what we do now with
the exact riffs we're doing now, and it's
like night and day, but still the same song,
right? Well, let's touch on that a little bit. So like, as in the type of sound that y'all have, like where is it coming from and like how is it coming about?
I've always thought of whenever I write my guitar licks is this. I've always been into southern metal, you know. And if there's no such thing as southern metal, I would love to be the one to invent it. Because we're from the South.
Yeah.
You know? I grew up listening to Acid Bass, Soylent Green, you know? And yes, I'm an old school gutter punk, but I'm a metalhead on top of all of it. And that's what bought the backdrop of all the writing, you know, was my metalheadness. And
metalheadedness.
Yeah, metalheadedness. That's a new word. You never heard of it?
Correct you on that one.
You never heard of it? It's metalheadedness.
Metalheadedness.
You know, I'll just add it to my dictionary.
Yeah, it's good.
I love the southern feel of the grunge that we're doing, you know? Yeah. And it's just, I just wanted to incorporate that through all of my writing. And with these guys sitting right here, you know, and they helping everything.
I understand that you're doing backup vocals as well, right?
Yes, sir. So, I can't do it as good as the Screaming Demon, but I give it help.
So is it just like predominantly like distorted vocals, or are there clean vocals as well?
Well, my clean vocals are more if you're into Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to give you.
Okay.
But then once the distortion kicks in, it's more of me, my Lemma guy coming out.
So you're like a
lyrical
wordsmith, yes, motherfucking genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's how you want to say it.
I kind of look at your vocal style as like a rhymer, like you said. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a... He's clean when he goes. It's almost, it's not rap, but it's.
I have a smooth, clean talking voice.
He spits. He spits his shit right.
Hell yeah.
He spits.
But as for the heavy vocals, I have numerous inspirations. Yeah. Chino from Deftones, for one, was one of my biggest. But then, you know, you have Phil, Randy Blythe for sure is one of them because his real highs are amazing.
Right.
But that's what inspires me.
He's a fucking monster, man.
Aaron has a good vocal range.
I'm excited to hear it, man.
You know, for the heavy stuff that we're putting out, you know what I'm saying? He can go high, he can go
not
low.
Saying that I give a fuck less about bass players and guitar players and fucking drummers and shit, but
he just
doesn't give a fuck about you.
That's what he's saying.
I really care about the lyricism and a projection of a vocalist because
that's the background that you come from. Right. You're a lyricist, you know?
Well, we're always going to, be a little more interested in
that side of things.
This guy just got some lyrics returned to him, by the way.
You had those. I left those books at your house, like, I don't know how many years ago.
A decade.
It's almost a decade.
It could be a decade.
Yeah, it could be a fucking decade.
It's weird. I got offered them same books, and it's like, hey, bro, if you can use them, I was like, no.
If you can use them, yeah, they're good. I mean,
I don't like the disrespect people like that. No, bro.
I appreciate that.
That's some good shit, but I just can't do them.
man. It's like,
I remember you saying that. I do remember you saying that. Because I didn't feel like, right reading, incorporating that.
Like, reading, going back through a while ago and like reading some of them, like, I do remember that. I do remember those lines, but I couldn't, until today, I couldn't have told you what the fuck's in there.
The Tower's Home, dude. The Tower's Home was
Thank you, man.
You already know.
I do miss my band, man. It's always drummer problems. So keep your shit together.
We're talking to you.
That's the reason why Decorative Bullets fell off, because of drummer issues. Because we were sharing the same drummer for both bands, and you know.
All right. Yeah.
Shout out, Colin Murrow. You piece of shit. I love you, Colin. But
I love you, Colin.
You know, it's...
I don't know you, but I love you.
He can play, man.
Oh, yeah, he can play.
He can play.
Sitting here listening to each of y'all just, like, give flowers to each section of y'all's band is amazing, and the cohesion that y'all have with each other is beautiful, by the way. I just wanted to say that because it is. It's a beautiful thing, and I've never even seen y'all perform live, just listen to the EP, and... just sitting here listening to y'all talk is just amazing, because it's just like do, and it's a beautiful thing y'all have going on as a group.
Yeah, as a band, you know, any kind of band experience, it's like a brotherhood. You know what I mean? It's like you get close with your bandmates, you know, and you share a rapport, and it just comes about like that. You know, it's. Music is...
And none of us want to kill each other yet.
Well, that's a good thing.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
That's
Copper would be first.
That will happen, though. It will happen, though.
Copper would go out first.
Eventually, it will happen.
Well, Ben has...
It's not just about, you know, us, you know. It's just like, you know, we're talking about us, too, but we're talking about everybody else that we've played with, you know?
Yeah,
we're talking about promoting us, but we're also talking about the falling members, you know? And that's what it's all about. You know, you don't want to forget everybody else that's how you say that, on your coattails? Yeah. Or not really on your coattails. I don't know how to put it in the words.
This is like giving flowers where flowers are due, but also at the same time, fuck them.
All right? Damn!
That is a fucking t-shirt, dude. That is a t-shirt.
I didn't want to say it that hard. Yeah.
Well, like Fuzzy had said something a while ago that resonated with me. He said about the improvisation. I've always said within a band, if you can't improv, you can't fucking play. If you can't improv together, you can't play together.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. See, that's a great top. That's a great point, because for me personally, as a musician,
you're a fucking improv master, bro.
As a musician, that's where it comes out. You know, that's where you get the ideas, where you get the impetus to pursue a certain sound or a certain, you know, it comes from just improvisation.
Well, even still, like
our next 2 minute song, I have it actually recorded.
Hell yeah.
On my phone, been playing. I can catch up and learn.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And catch it up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to stay ahead of the game.
Well, you know, even still, like back
send
in the day,
everything that we can to one another.
It's even like back in the day, you know, we were a metal band and stuff, but we would like break away from metal just to play like some fucking smooth jazz or something. Whatever. I would get on the drums
you could
just like fuck around and fuck off.
You could do so much with that, though. You could take that jazz and turn it into a fucking slamming song. Yeah. That's what I love about improv.
Yeah.
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 Right. Exactly.
If you're in a, I hate to, you know,
always
cast
been
aspersions,
up to learn new chords.
But if you're in a band and you can't do that,
no,
you need to get to a point where you can.
Well, then there's a lot of local bands I know can never get to that point, and they're still a band. And you know what? Honestly, I'm not watching y'all.
Right.
Because it's too much tension up there, and your music's jagged, and I can't get into it. So just call it quits. Get the fucking net.
And I'm always up to a point to where every riff that I write, when I show these guys the riff, I want the utmost respect and the utmost criticism.
Very true,
Because if they don't like it, I don't care how much I love it.
Yeah.
Boom! It's out the freaking door.
Or just,
you know what I mean? Because these guys are my pillars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta help write to their perspectives too, and along with them writing to the spectrum, you know.
Why don't you quit hating on your drummer then?
We all gotta fall on that great divide.
That's
a
good. That's a real good point you brought up, Gus. Because
had to throw that in there.
Because whenever
fuck you, you trying to criticize me, bastard.
I
ginger. Fuck
you, really, man. I caught it right. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, what are you saying?
Anyway.
yeah. Gus was bringing up a topic like, you know, being able to communicate. Is basically what he's talking about.
That's the main key, bro.
Bands, I'm sure, out there, you know, just bickering and fighting over every little riff and change and stuff. But with Gus and Copper, I've personally found that they're very open-minded. They'll take feedback. You know, that's another important aspect of being
exactly
a band,
very important.
You know, is being able to communicate and being able to overcome any disagreements or anything like that. And we really haven't struggled with that at
all. That's fantastic, man.
As a
band.
That's pretty rare.
Exactly. And on that point, because when you find that they don't, you put that riff on a back burner.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it up later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because just because somebody says no, you bring it up later. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, that was awesome. You never know what's going to happen, you know, when there's
situation.
When you're writing on the situation, you know.
Well, all right. One more thing on this topic right here. Gus has like 1,000 fucking riffs. So if that riff don't work with that.
Y'all want to flip through them now?
But I always tell them, take that riff and put it with this riff. And there's your song. Just combine them together. It's not that mean it sucks. It just fits with something else.
Yeah, right. He's told me that 1,000 times.
No, constructive criticism, it has to be I use the analogy all the time with Joe, like, think of this as a band. We're doing this together. You know, we have to take that criticism and build upon it. We can't be one-sided about the situation because we're doing this together.
It takes a certain level of maturity.
Yeah.
We have that cohesion as a band, and that means
everything.
Frankly, it means a lot.
Yeah. We have a saying offshore, we leave our feelings on land because you can't get your feelings wrapped up with ego.
You need home at home.
There's no room for ego when we're involved with business because you have to be focused wholeheartedly everything you got to accomplish something. The moment you let somebody bother you, they won, you lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly right.
But we've been
that motherfucker bothers me all the goddamn time.
He bothers me too.
I'm about to say I bother Koba a lot. Koba don't ever be responding to shit, and I just start sending him other shit. Like, well, he didn't talk about this.
Worse,
let's see
right?
if he talks about this.
He's not responding. Fuck you.
Eventually, you will talk.
Watch Gus. I can bother him just by looking at him. Watch this.
Judgmental.
Suck my fucking left nut, bitch. You ain't gonna bother me for shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you weak, bro. You gotta work on that.
All right. So,
look at here.
Gus had said something a while ago about the situation. So, in the situation you guys are in as a four-piece, are y'all open to another guitar player, or are y'all strictly just comfortable as a four-piece?
I think the latter. Yeah, I think we're pretty comfortable where we are right now. Okay. If we were to consider another guitarist, it would be a real fine tooth comb. You know?
Because right now you're having to play both rhythm and lead.
No.
Okay. Fuck me.
No.
Hey man.
No.
Fuck you.
We just wrote When the Foundation Breaks.
Okay.
It's about to come out. We're just finishing to complete it. It's about to be added to our set. It's the only solo I play in the band. And from whence me and Copper started, me and Copper always had this understanding that we don't want, you know, one person to be spotlighted. We
too
want
many pieces
everybody
of the pie.
To be spotlighted.
Too many pieces
know?
Of the pie. One of them, like, could. There's always a weakest link, and
because just
it's,
my
it's better
riff
to worry
alone,
about four people
just
than
my
five,
riff alone
you know,
is going to put me in a spotlight,
right?
And we got riffs where he's being spotlighted.
Yeah,
we got two solos for you.
whatever. I don't know.
Ben's got
classic okay, bass player, but
Ben has at least two bass solos in our set. You know,
yeah,
it's I like got a whole two, y'all.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Two. No, we want everybody to be spotlighted.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And
it's not one person to be evolved like with the 80s glam bands, you know.
Right.
Bret Michaels, ooh, Poison Ash, you know, fucking Sebastian Bach, Skid Row. No, fuck them motherfuckers. No.
You know what?
Wow. This will make a hell of a
beautiful
clip,
train
yeah,
wreck.
I just want to let y'all
it's
know
a beautiful
that I can't
train
wait to zoom in for
of
this.
Of a bunch of musicians.
It's amazing.
You're getting extreme
that
over here,
are
right?
Just wanting to be themselves.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
What the fuck is wrong with Poison?
Yeah, what the fuck you got a problem with Poison for?
Okay.
Fuck you.
All right, open the gate.
Gus is on his soapbox right
shit.
Now, everybody.
I said, tell me how you really feel about Poison.
Oh, he's about to. We got a whole nother hour of that shit, but man, Poison, come on, man.
This is just, like, in my eyes.
Yeah.
Something that everybody can share a spotlight because we have drum solos for him in parts.
Yeah.
We have solos for him in parts, you know, where I go clean, he goes off, you know, it's just nobody has a main spotlight in this band. It's a beautiful train wreck.
Well, like,
where if you look at a train wreck, you're not looking at the conductor. You're looking at
the whole
train
thing,
wreck.
The whole
yeah.
fucking catastrophe. Yeah,
that's us.
Yeah,
that's us.
Well, the reason I asked is because, like, again, like I said, I resonate with like the 4-piece band because going back to whenever I was playing with Fuzzy. Look at a song like Pink Taco, right?
With extra cheese.
Oh, see, he fucking knows it. Pink Taco with the extra cheese. Shout out Lauren Jenkins. Fucking
yeah.
Whore. All right, but with this, take that song for instance. Everybody had their own spot as a 4-piece. Everybody had their own, like, especially when you broke down that doom, and then like even with like the drums, there was specific parts. As vocals, guitar, everything yeah. had it, but the reason I asked about the guitar, you know, if you're open to it, there are places where it could be fuller in an aspect. Same thing we struggled with Taos. Taos was a 4-piece, yeah. Yes, and no about it being fuller. We still accomplished great things as a 4-piece, but could it be that we didn't have a fourth because we couldn't, a second guitar player because we couldn't find one, or was it the fact that we didn't need one?
It's a common denominator because there was a point where, actually, I think me and Copper was thinking about adding another guitarist,
mm-hmm.
but as it grew out, you know, I think it got mentioned to Aaron.
They did.
Well, we actually we
the
tried
more,
it.
The more it came around, it was like, no, we can't do this. You know,
yeah.
That's less of a unilateral decision and more of a just like typical decision. You know what I mean? Like every person, you know, if we found the right person,
yeah. If we find the right person, that would be awesome.
Yeah, but it's not necessary.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at the moment.
I had to ask just because, like, you know, like my last two bands were 4-pieces. Because
if I can't take a solo,
right?
You know,
if I can't take a solo, you know, I know he can.
Yeah.
If we can, add some aspects to it. Yeah.
Maybe another bass player.
No.
We're good with just Ben.
Ben plays enough for fucking
good.
Two fucking people here.
Hey, I'm gonna interject right quick because the left side of this table talking too much, Aaron. So, what got you into music? What got you into being a lead vocalist?
The lead vocalist role.
It's because
you
couldn't play guitar,
gonna be
right?
Like really gay, but I really don't give a fuck.
That's fine.
Since it's piece of shit down Poison, fuck you, by the way.
Yeah, this is side of the table. I'm going to mute all y'all's mics. Y'all get muted.
Ever since I seen like the glam rock, like, oh, these motherfuckers are getting down on stage looking like bitches and shit, but they're pulling bitches. I'm like, I want to be a fucking front man. That's where that came from. But years later,
I started writing stories in school. So I started winning awards. So I wanted...
Oh, hell yeah.
I wanted to do more with the stories. And that's when I was like, oh, I'm going to turn a story into a song. And I want to use my voice as a narrator.
Fucking right.
But why like metal vocals, though?
Metal vocals? Well, I'm going to blame my oldest brother, Quentin Richard. Love you, bro. Where you at? In California. He introduced me to, like... fucking Metallica and all these heavy riffs. I'm like, dude, okay, this is nice and everything. But then I had some friends introduced me to Pantera. I was like, who the fuck is Pantera?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It got different.
I was like, yeah, dude, was when Far Beyond Driven came out, I was like, okay, you know what? Screw this. Like you said, screw Poison. This is what it's going to be. But then New Metal came along. And I was like, dude, this is badass. This is two genres colliding like a train wreck for me. That's where I became wanting to be more of a front man.
So how long have you been doing vocals?
25 years.
That's impressive. Damn. I think I'm at...
Congrats. Thank you.
I'm almost at... I think I'm like maybe 15, 16 years now.
Man, back then, when I first started, I fucking sucked.
Oh, yeah.
I was terrible. I was like, why am I doing this? Then... band after band after band, when I got to this band, I was like, this is what I'm fucking doing, because they give me the room to show my art side of the vocals and writing.
Did you ever take a view of the Melissa Cross videos, the Zen of Screaming? She works with Randy Blythe.
Not her specifically, but numerous vocalist coaches I watched and I learned. To where I use more of my diaphragm on certain parts.
And like projection and speaking.
To get the higher and the lowers and everything. Yeah. The fry effect, which I love the fry effect.
I'm a fry guy all fucking day, dude.
So
my lows suck, but...
When people say, you're just screaming into the mic. No. It's a technique. To where I don't blow my throat out. So, I self-taught. Never had a coach. So, but it took 25 years to get where I'm at, though.
That's awesome, man. As a fellow vocalist of metal, I can't clear sing for shit. That's something I've been working on ever since I became a vocalist for metal, because it's something I wish I was as good at doing as clear singing.
Well, the way I come about the clean vocals, I use my style. Find your own style. I'm not Chino.
Yeah.
I would never be. Well, I would love to be, but no. But I use my voice and my tones and my abilities, and that's where my clean comes from. Not everybody's going to like it, but I'm going to make sure it fits well into the song to where people can groove to it.
Right. That's awesome.
And it always does.
Hey, that band y'all were talking about earlier, was it called Forming the Void?
No, but I know which one you're talking about.
Those guys were good, too.
They're really good.
Those guys were really, really good. Okay. I was trying to think what band that was. Was from the Void from Lake Charles or Lafayette?
That's not Lafayette for
that's
sure.
That's not Lafayette? No. Okay, I think it was Lake Charles then.
It might be,
Okay, so we're back to our side of the table right now.
I'm sorry.
Copper, how long have you been playing drums for, bro?
Man, fucking
Copper.
On and off for like...
2 years.
I do this like basically on and off for like 20 years, basically, on and off.
And what kind of kit do you currently play on?
I'm playing on a Pearl now. Well, at Aaron's, by Aaron's house, I play on a Pearl. We kind of alternate practices, and I actually have a cheap ass at the house. I don't even. There's so many stickers on it. I don't even remember the name of it.
That's a good thing.
All new heads, you know, we take care of all our gear, you know. Like,
so do you do any like signature stuff? Like, do you like twist the drumsticks through your hands before you hit your killer solo or something?
Man,
no, he'll get lost in the middle of Mac the Black, fucking verse.
Mac Black was trying to show me some of that
catch up in the middle of the
sticky stuff, you know, and I was like, okay, all right.
Do you still have the saw blade?
I think I'm gonna just play.
Yes.
Dude,
I love the fucking saw blade.
I've always loved the
it's
saw
incorporated.
Blade.
Yeah. It's incorporated. It's incorporated.
I still play on the saw blade.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
What's the saw blade? elaborate for us and the listeners
out there.
It's
an 8-inch skill saw blade.
on your drum set?
It's a circular skill saw blade.
It's a circular skill saw blade.
On a simple stand.
Ever since I met Copper, he's been playing on a skill saw blade.
Another thing, he has a skillet on his fucking drum set too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a 6-8 inch skillet.
It almost gives you the sound of a cowbell.
It's a 12? It's 12?
That's 10 or 12.
Impressive. Impressive.
That's what she said. Anyway. Yeah, man. Like anything that makes like an exotic beat. Ever since I was young, yeah. You know, anything like that makes like that sounds good. Okay, throw it on the drum set. You know,
but, that's like your internal percussionist,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, you want to incorporate sound where you can find sound.
And look, motherfucker makes a skillet sound good.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You know,
I can't hate on the saw blade.
And a saw blade.
If it's like, that's like metal as fuck too.
It is super metal.
And a saw blade is so pure and simple because it's like you know everybody like you know riding on their belt.
Yeah, but that's pressed steel. You know, what I'm saying
on their ride belt. You know,
it's a different sound.
Yeah,
a nice little saw blade with the right sound. You know, like that sound like. Just as good or better, you know. You can ride on that too. Ting, 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 ting. You know, like for real.
Untrusted. Untrusted is one of the songs where he mainly incorporates the saw blade.
That's awesome.
That's kind of like Slipknot with the. Ain't that like a beer keg to do plays on or some shit?
Keg and everything. Trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything they do is amazing. Yeah. Like
all noise is beautiful.
Yes, sir.
It is.
You just gotta have the eye to see it, or the ear,
ear to know where it's appropriate.
Right.
Because when I was in Omnisonic, you know, I was a percussionist in that, and I kind of just fell into that too. Because I've always said, I like to play drums, but I'm not a drummer. I can maybe play a 4/4 decently. But I like the plays. But like as a percussionist, I wanted to make fucking sound happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to incorporate the cowbell and all this other stuff just to, because as a percussionist, is the accent, drums are the heartbeat with the bass, D&B, all fucking section. Day. Yeah. You know, you got to have that right here, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
dude, and Adrian's. That was a conga, right?
We had Brazilian congas from what was it? Latin percussions, and then we had bongos, and then we started implementing in different size cymbals and stuff like that.
Adrian had a big like 50-60 inch china, didn't he? He had a huge. Well, I remember him having a huge gong.
Well, you know, he still has the gong. Yeah. Like shout out Omnisonic Theory with Chris Wilson and Adrian Edwards. I don't know, they're back riding and playing again.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have the studio anymore.
They do have a new spot though that they're recording. Yeah.
Chris said they do have a new spot.
Adrian's one of my favorite local.
Adrian's the best drummer I've ever fucking met in my life.
Yeah. And, I call him Smiley.
And Chris Wilson, one of the best lyricists I've ever met.
Yeah,
those guys are fantastic, and I had the blessing to play with them for a couple of years and stuff, and I incredibly miss it. But ultimately, it was my job.
Can I interrupt you right quick?
Yeah,
big shout out to you, Crit. Because me and Crit went to the AKA fight 35, and I had initially planned to get David to record after his title fight, but you know, stuff and whatever. But Crit brought me there, and I was able to find, like, we had like a dude thing. We went and watched fights, hung out and stuff, then watched Dustin Poirier knock out old dude. Whew. And shout out to Diamond Poirier. But
that's not bad.
It led to future interviews, so we got three interviews from three different, well, two different fighters and David after the fact. So it was a total success, and I always want to thank Crit for being a part of the show and helping, and they are making music again. They got a spot, and awesome. It's cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, those guys, they've been playing together for years, and they're going to continue to play together.
I played with them before.
That's awesome.
I played with them for a couple weeks, man. It wasn't a good fit at the time. but when they were called Lip Trick.
Yep. Yeah.
You remember Lip Trick?
It's
the same band.
I didn't.
It's the same band.
I didn't know them as then, but I knew of that band.
Yeah.
Because you guys knew like Brandon and Jody and them before I met y'all.
Right.
And, you know, and then I ultimately got affiliated with Broken and the guys from Circus and all that stuff. Mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are great guys, man.
Yeah. I was involved with.
Dead Man Circus?
No. The
Broken by the Burden.
With Chris.
Omnisonic Theory.
Omnisonic. Thank you. Yeah. Before it was Omnisonic, I played with them when they were Lip Trick, and I wish at the time I was already in a band, and I didn't want to take on a it was just personal stuff. But they really came out and showed out. You know.
My bad. But aside from like being a metalhead and stuff, playing in bands like that are just like completely different genres, I loved it so much just because like I love hip hop and I love like instrumental fusion music. And those guys they bring every genre to the fucking table.
Absolutely.
That's where like the name Omnisonic is. It's like it's a collection of all sounds.
It was rap, metal, it was
rock,
like Jamaican
jazz,
stuff going in there.
Fucking blues in there. Yeah. That's what Omnisonic is a collection of all sound. Mm-hmm. And those guys fucking nailed it, man. And I'm so glad I was able to play with them for so fucking long, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. I love their music. I still jam their first album.
It's like some sweet sorrow, man. I hate that I had to fucking leave because of my job and shit. And it is what it is. Life happens. Then
the soapbox.
Your dick gets smaller, and then
then you die.
Then Peronis happens. You know, they got medicine for it now.
So. Peronis makes your dick smaller, folks. Yeah. You heard it.
No,
some women actually like the Peronis.
Yes, she did.
She liked that curve. She liked that curve.
We're not even getting on this topic.
We're at Third Coast.
I'm ashamed of shit.
Make sure to check out Third Coast Podcast on all major streaming platforms: Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube,
Apple Music,
iHeartRadio, Cashbox, Public Radio, XM, Pandora,
Spotify.
So, Aaron, do y'all have something coming up soon? Do y'all have a live event?
April 26th will be in Texas.
Tejas.
I can't remember the
May 18th.
No. We got May 18th. We got two shows in May for sure. We got one in June, but April 26th we'll be in Texas playing with Phantom Sun and another band I can't remember. Sorry.
Stonecrop.
Oh, yes.
Stonecrop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mad props to Stonecrop too.
Yeah. Them boys rock. Stonecrop. If I haven't seen them live, go check them.
I've heard great things. Actually, the band I was telling you guys about, Gray Areas. Whenever I was trying to write with those guys before, like now they're playing shows and shit. I met those guys through. Have y'all heard of the Steve Satchel Band?
I've heard of them.
They're out of Houston and stuff. One of the guys, he's from the Leesville area, and I had met some of the guys from Stonecrop, and I was telling him about that band. But the Gray Areas, y'all definitely need to hook up with them because they're playing too.
That's my boy Tim. That's our boy
Tim and
Endure the Affliction.
What's the drummer from a Southern Death Toll? Was it Brandon Craig?
So what band?
Southern Death Toll.
Man, it's been so many years.
Is that their drummer?
Yeah, the same drummer. Yeah, dude.
That's not that dude. I didn't even look like him anymore. I seen a video like that.
That's him. Yeah, that's him.
Decorated with bullets. We played many shows.
Yeah, with Jamie as the vocalist. Jamie, he was doing the he played the keyboard and he did vocals. It was fucking dude. This guy's shredded, man. Like
that's cool, man. Yeah, absolutely.
James.
Love to do a show.
James, that's it. James, not Jamie. James. Oh, yeah.
Jamie was in that clip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
James was the one that headed up Southern Death Toll. Yeah.
It's just really cool to see now. Like I'm ultimately jealous that I can't play music, but I'm glad to see like so many of my friends still actively playing music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's a community.
I'm part of a fucking podcast now. So,
rip into them vocals and start rewriting, man.
Well, I would like to, but it'd probably only be like a studio band because my schedule gets so conflicted.
Tough.
Yeah,
it's tough.
It's tough for me to be a part of this, and you know, of course, give Joe his thanks and his flowers for doing such a good job with the show while I'm gone.
Well, that's a great point.
Good job, Joe.
You look at the table that we're sitting at. You know, we're all middle-aged men, and we're trying fathers to make a living, take care of our family, take care of our business, and then pursue our dream, you know what I'm saying, and pursue something bigger than corporation and the dollar, and you know, and we try to make something happen. And it's, I sit back and I've just been listening to a lot of the show. It's just great the cohesion y'all have, and like you're talking about, y'all have upcoming shows, and then y'all all probably have four different types of jobs and shit to deal with, and to line that up, to make that happen is just amazing. And the push that y'all have to make y'all's dream work is amazing and is great. And is that a hard like thing to line up for y'all? Like you say, you had a couple shows, you know, might have to stay over, or you get called in, or your leave gets canceled, or your PTO. And
that's your question. The guy with four kids.
Five.
All I have to do is make a simple phone call to the office and say, I'm not going to be there.
I have the shits.
It doesn't work that way for me. I plan everything. My wife and I, we have great communication. She loves me doing the music. You know, I enjoy it. It's my passion.
Mandy's our queen.
So I just communicate with her, and we work around family schedule, work schedule, farm schedule. I even include the podcast in there to come do this. And it's tough, but after all these years, it's probably now a piece of cake, so I'm pretty cool with that.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. It's just like with getting older, we were, you know, during the break and before we even started this podcast, reminiscing of the good old days, you know, back at Ben's house, at Ben's camp. We used to be all the shows we used to have out there, free shows amongst friends. You know, we've had Cheater Pipe out there, Broken by the Burden out there, like all kind of bands out there.
I was there,
man,
for them all, but I never made it inside. It was always too packed.
So okay. Like I said, we probably met. You know,
it was always too packed to go inside.
Big shout out to Cheater Pipe.
I'd say like
Omnisonic was up in there.
Yeah, Omnisonic was there. Taos played, Decorated played, man. And
yeah, we had a full on concert like a couple of New Year's.
Actually, that was Zane's birthday.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zane again. Yeah, that was Zane's birthday.
Every time I could never make it inside. Yeah. It was too packed.
Fuck you, Zane.
Hey, Zane. Fuck you.
But like those days are, you know, it's what built us as, like, you know, not only like the friendships, but also as musicians and artists. You know, we've never given up on still being a part of something that we strive for.
Right.
And especially coming from, you know, everybody thinks of music is from just New Orleans and Louisiana, where Louisiana is full of music. From the bottom of the boot to the top in Shreveport and Monroe, it's full of different genres and different aspects and just great ass music throughout the whole state.
I think the South, like, you know, Louisiana and Texas in specific, are putting out a lot of the underground metal coming out of, you know.
I think it's back alive again.
The more kick you in the face type.
Good point, but more honest music.
Honest music. Exactly. Yeah.
We write true to the heart and we bring it out to the stage. Because anywhere else, you got these posers, fake people,
or something like a whitewashed sound of a band. Yeah,
it's not generic.
Yeah,
it's true to the heart. So that the South is beautiful.
It is generic. It's not genuine. Right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so fucking much.
Yeah. I appreciate that too, boo. I really do.
Copper, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate the fuck out of you.
Appreciate your nose.
I love you, Copper. Like, I love you too, you're, man. You're, yeah. I miss you guys so much, man. Yeah. And like having you guys show up here today, it's
an honor.
Yeah,
it's an honor. Thank y'all for taking out y'all's work schedule and your life schedule to come join us and record with us, and we thoroughly appreciate it.
That's an honor for us too, guys.
I love y'all got y'all shit together.
I see it.
So this is y'all's first podcast, right?
Yes.
Correct. We've had a lot of first timers.
Yeah, recently
with this podcast specifically, because guess what? No one still gives a shit about a podcast, and nobody knows anybody who does a podcast locally. We're right here in Oakdale, Louisiana.
The central.
All places.
Oakdale. Shit, y'all put Turkey Creek on the map all ago. You know what I'm saying? we got Pine Prairie, Chico, Turkey Creek. Where else?
Ville Platte. How often are y'all doing podcasts?
Once a week. Typically now, depending, we're about 3 shows a month, where we used to be about 4. But work scheduling, we're about 3 a month, sometimes 2 a month now. But we focus, where our focus now is getting great content, like tonight.
Yeah,
like
this is fantastic.
This carries for 2 weeks versus where used to we could carry for 1 week. Yeah. So this, this is growing. Like this, we are the mouth of the South. Yeah.
Used to be a good band, Mouth of the South. That was a good band.
Once y'all post it, I'm gonna fucking shoot it across America.
Yeah, because y'all have Facebook, right? And do y'all have an Instagram for y'all's band?
Yes, sir.
Y'all should definitely get involved with Instagram, because Instagram's pretty big now with stuff like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, get across all the
media. I don't know what's up with our Instagram.
Bandcamp, too. We got all them followers and a few likes. Upload music on Bandcamp. Create a profile, because Bandcamp's really big.
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp.
Did you stick a flute up your pussy?
Let's go to Bandcamp.
Because that's what I was about to say. Dude, I want to go to Bandcamp.
Bandcamp was like church camp, apparently.
I want to stick something up there besides a flute.
Hey, there you go.
Up a woman's pussy. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Easy, killer.
Some lyrics?
It'll be Gus lyrics, not mine, buddy. Shove a flute up a woman's pussy.
I'll start it off. I'll just start it off.
So with the EP, just releasing that right now, how soon are y'all to release more?
That is in conversation. I would hope. This is me, by the end of this year, I want at least 2 to 3 more songs out.
Fantastic.
Or like in the works of being recorded, then one after another.
Yeah.
That would be best. Because we do have really good material. And I know I'm in the band. I'm not trying to brag. But this material we have is so catchy. It's ridiculous. And when it's brought to the stage, the energy's there. We're in your face. That's why I was like, man, I want to push. Let's record, even though we're busy with life. But I would like to get 3 more out.
So the upcoming shows that you were telling Joe, where at specifically are those?
Where's that one in Houston?
Spring, Texas. Which is it's northeast. Roughly 24 miles north of Houston.
Like by Humble?
Northeast.
By Humble?
Texas. Northeast.
Who's driving?
I suppose.
I always drive. Ben drives too, but you know, if they feel like they're gonna get, you know, sauce. Please just get in the fucking truck.
Okay, look. I'm gonna put copper on blast. I drive copper.
The 19th hole?
Hell yeah.
Right? Okay. Shout out to the 19th hole.
So I'm a whole hour behind schedule.
An hour? Bro, no.
At least an hour.
Because
we have to make.
Are you seriously making these accusations?
Seriously? These true accusations.
Alleged.
Well, the first time we played the Babylon, I was like, where y'all at?
His transmission.
Oh, we're about to pull up. Like 45 minutes later, y'all finally pull up.
I suppose that was my fault too, huh, Ben?
Yeah, I suppose that was.
As a matter of fact, it was, Papa.
So nobody's going to hate on their drummer. They fuck around and have no beat.
Oh. Bro, I got hands. I'm going to start clapping and shit.
Hey, now.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, y'all said earlier, improv is the key.
Yes. No matter what. Pure improv.
Hey, let's go to church with it. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Let's get back to the roots. You know?
Right.
Yeah. I just got to give Copperhead.
Yeah, like, I love the way they give me shit.
Yeah, because everybody be sitting ready to go, and this motherfucker's still setting up cymbals. We got to help him out. You know? Here you go.
Because it takes so long to set up a guitar amp. You know what I'm saying? It takes so long to set up a guitar amp and a few microphones.
What are you playing?
I'll play a Line 6 Catalyst 200.
Do you play another tube?
Huh?
You playing strictly tube head?
No, it's just straight.
Solid state.
Yeah, solid state. I play it like it's a regular. I play it like a preamp.
Okay.
Because my pedal board is the sound that I love and the sound that I enjoy.
Oh, yeah, you're speaking about that that Zane didn't love.
Nowadays, no, you really have to have a big cab and right. a big head yeah. these yeah, days.
Because you're always going to get mic'd. You're always going to get mic'd.
Yeah.
So why buy a $2,500 to a $3,000 fucking stack or half stack when you're going to get mic'd in the first place? So why buy all that power room when you don't need it?
Right.
You know?
And it's not even mic'd now. It's just straight into the...
They plug a mic cable straight into the back of my amp, dude.
Yeah.
And that's it. I could turn up as loud as I want, and they could turn me up where they need me, you know?
Well, sometimes like, we played some shows where we didn't have
there
a
was
mixer.
Zero.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So that we're having a fucking half stack was kind of you needed
necessary.
That.
Yeah,
you needed that.
And that's what we're trying to bring to the table too. Because I also have a PA, Aaron has a PA. We're trying to bring it to where if we have to mic everything, we have all. I have tons of mics.
Right.
I have, you know, the mic cords. Hell of mic, I have, man. I have everything to mic us ourselves and the PA with Justin, you know, with Copper as backup speakers.
Justin.
I know it felt that? Weird saying that. Who was that?
Government name out there.
Wow, bro. Yeah, but
Justin. Can you edit Justin? That out?
Yeah, please.
There's no Justin in the band.
But. We're trying to build ourselves to where if we have to take on a show,
right.
we can mic everything ourselves.
Yeah.
And we are very, 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 very close
I know how you
to where we
that.
Don't need For no sure. sound person at all.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why we're working on that board because we want to show up one day and do Third Coast. So we record it. And it gets put through a PA, so we'd be sitting here, and then it'd be a PA system. Yeah.
Exactly.
And get it.
That's what we're trying to accomplish.
We're this close, too.
That's what we're trying to accomplish.
So much equipment awesome, is so man. Expensive
yeah,
nowadays,
you just,
man.
Yeah.
Just throw it on there. So
but the payoff is better, though. The payoff is better.
You have to have quality. Like the
sound check it like normal.
What we have, what Joe has provided for us to use... Is dude, we started this podcast with like $12 Amazon mics.
You're fucking right, dude.
And hell yeah.
As gangsta as you get.
It's no shit.
We have gone
go to the dollar
so
store to get
far
my mic, bitch.
To get to where we are today. And I always tell Joe, like, dude, I'm so proud of you for just for the amount of effort you've put into this because we have gone way beyond expectation with the sound quality for this podcast, and thank you, Zane, for like the help you've given us as well. Like it's just like a, you know, thank God for good friends, you know.
Yeah. Fucking right, good friends and a good bottle of pills.
Yeah, but you know you can.
Jesus.
What's funny about the like the
title.
Podcast
yeah,
is
song
you can
title.
You can look back at the podcast and the listeners and like everybody can go back and stream our shitty quality audio, but
pay
we still
$1.
Put it out there.
Yeah, pay $1.
Exactly. For the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, you gotta pay for like
$1.
Original.
That's that exclusive.
$1.
That vintage sound.
Yeah.
That vintage shitty quality. And you gotta pay $1.
And like back then, we were still like, you know, trying to come up with a concept. Like, how do we do this? What are we doing? Hey, let's just
just get fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Shoot the shit.
Yeah. That was actually, we were going to call it that at one point, a Shoot the Shit podcast, but that was already a podcast.
Well, yeah, of course it was.
Of course. Yeah.
So here we are at Third Coast.
Third Coast. I got to say, I like Third Coast better than Shooting.
Thank you. I came up with that.
Clever. That's very clever.
Because we are from the Dirt Coast.
The dirt.
Yes.
The mud.
We are from the mud. The Mississippi.
Dirty fucking
I've
south.
Always said that Mississippi is the large intestine of America because it runs from Canada straight through the Delta.
Straight through it.
Yep. And that Gulf is dirty because I've been out there. Yeah. That's some dirty water.
Whatever comes out of it or whatever goes in it is pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Well, we need to.
And it's us that we're speaking of that's coming out of it.
We need to close it up.
Wrap it on up.
Close her up.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Can someone kill the June bug in the corner?
I know. Copper, bro, kill I it. Hearing that thing.
It's right behind you.
Don't kill it. Just let it free.
No,
just
free it.
No. If right. you would hear the head pump. No, on the floor. Right
it's
there.
It's on the floor. Right, right there by the door.
If you would hear these headphones, like, all of a sudden, all they heard was over everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, would y'all like to?
So, this is actually going to be a cool, like, little segment / recording because we're going to do the interview for that first recording, and this will be a full episode behind it because we're sitting at almost an hour, if y'all can believe that.
We're going to do another interview by the recording?
And no, let's go another hour. I don't give a shit.
The first recording that we done will be y'all's interview.
I got you.
And then this will be an episode right behind it.
Cool.
And we got that all recorded in today. Awesome. Cool. So let's tackle some words of wisdom. And we'll go around the table, and then we'll play y'all's music at the end of the show.
Episodes.
This is episode 224.
Yeah, episode 224.
So we have an interview with y'all and an episode with y'all.
Nice.
Thank y'all so much for that.
Oh, that's awesome. We got some material there.
Yeah, some good material.
All right, well, let's start with this side of the table, Words of Wisdom, since we're going to end with that ginger bastard over there.
Absolutely.
Let's go with Ben.
You got some words of wisdom, Fuzzy.
Don't pee on electric fences.
That's palpable.
Yeah.
Don't jump over fences.
Oh, yeah.
You'll break your heel. Hey, get your own material, buddy.
Don't pee on fences.
We're powering away through the words of wisdom already.
No, seriously, though. Words of wisdom.
Give me something
come
juicy.
On.
I know you
something
got it.
Grab it.
Grab it. Grab it.
Now, okay, see what
I got to do it. But yeah, if I had to speak to any new bands coming up, man, you know, like garage, coming out of the garage, just starting their thing, man, don't rush things.
Definitely.
You know, music takes time. It's an art that has to be crafted and, you know, it's never perfected, but it has to be prolifically worked on.
Right.
And, you know, it's a great opportunity I've had getting with these guys, you know, after, you know, years of not playing, and just falling back into it with these guys. So I feel blessed. And yeah, man, just, if music is a passion, you know,
you can't rush integrity.
Can't rush it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Stay true to your heart.
Right. See, that's what I wanted out of you. I know it's in you. I know it's in you.
It's deep down in there, man.
I miss you, man. I
miss you too, bro.
I miss you, buddy.
Love you, man.
I like to say that whatever you have going on, well, we've spoken on this a couple of times. Whatever you have going on in life, whether it's a friend or someone you don't know, try talking to them about either them or yourself. You got to open up to people because if you bottle it up, it's just going to create something worse if you prolong it.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about yourself isn't always ego involved. Maybe all you need is a good listener.
But wait, just you talking about yourself will give that person a chance to talk about himself.
Or herself.
Or herself, yeah. Exactly. To where if you catch them on that same freaking hook, you know, you could pull them in to talking about whatever's bothering them.
Yeah. just try not to bottle up yourself, because you do matter, and there are people who care.
Right.
Right on.
Right.
Definitely.
Exactly.
So words of wisdom is now on our side of the table.
Fuck, you know what?
This is our side of the table, man.
No, only one person.
It went that way, okay?
It went counterclockwise.
You know what? Go piss on an electric fence.
Those some words of wisdom.
Whatever, huh? Piss to you.
It wake you up.
Hey, that shit works. That shit worked like a motherfucker.
Words of wisdom. I'm my bad.
That's great.
Oh, fuck.
My words of wisdom is just stay true to your heart. You know, don't play music to please everybody.
That's right.
Because you started off playing music to please yourself.
Yep.
That's where it all originates at. Play music you enjoy playing yourself. Because if you don't enjoy playing it, why the fuck play it at all?
That's right.
Exactly.
I like it.
I'm not going to speak on music, but I'm going to tell everybody, don't sell the sun for a candle.
Oh, shit.
That's, that's prolific.
Dude, that's fucking,
there you
that's
go.
Fucking hard, dude.
Can,
yeah.
Can I rebuttal mine?
No, you cannot.
It's on our side of the table now. Y'all stay over there.
Hold on. Say that again.
Don't sell the sun for a candle.
Right.
I've never heard that before in my
that's
life.
That's good. That's good.
I live life. I had like such a hard life.
Yeah.
I stayed in the darkness so long. I had a candle.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Damn. All I needed was the sun.
Damn.
I sold the sun out for a fucking candle.
You gave me fucking chills.
Don't sell the sun for a candle.
That's real. Yeah, that's fucking real.
Well, have a great evening, people. I'm leaving to Mr. Copper. Ginger fucker right
that's
here.
Real. Copper, can you, Copper, can you top that?
Ain't no topping that, though.
How am I supposed to follow that?
Like, don't piss on electric fences.
Copper's like, I'm going to tear up this table.
On. Right. Don't piss on fences and don't jump them.
Words of wisdom, then, on the real. Like, I would suggest any of those things they just said, piss on fences or jumping. But on the real, like, I would say, like, I'm tired of these. If I can be a little bit profane here, I'm kind of tired of people being all stupid, fake, trying to tell you some shit just because they think that it's going to please you or whatever. I mean, I say be true to your word, be true to yourself, and never, ever lie. Stop lying. We're living in a generation of liars, and these people just lie for little bitty things that may benefit them or not. So yeah, so that's my words of wisdom.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fucking right, bro.
Quit real talk. Lying. Real fucking talk.
What you got, Gator?
Well, my words of wisdom is to never be afraid to ask. Never go out on a limb and be afraid to be declined.
Yep.
Because at least you can hang your hat on that you asked. Yep. And you will be surprised on what you can accomplish by just asking somebody, hey, you want to try to do this with me? And then you never know where it will lead. And go on a limb and ask and try. That's my words of wisdom.
And big shout out to those who have denied us.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck all y'all.
That's awesome, dude. Thank y'all so much for coming through, man. Like, this is better than expected. Like, I'm glad we got the full band. Sweet. Check out Trainwreck Method.
And honestly, we probably wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what's the song we're playing?
The Harvesting of Autumn.
Shit, yeah, and y'all can check that on YouTube and
Spotify and everything.
On all streaming platforms.
Get that shit on fucking Bandcamp too.
Yeah.
We'll look into it, man.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
You can charge or put for free.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but we got to go. So thank y'all for tuning in to the YouTube. Thank y'all so much for coming in. Kobay, got any closing words before we leave out?
Oh, shit, man. Just tell your mother I said hello.
What did
and
you
I'll
gators?
See her tonight.
Hey. We out. No.
Your mama.